A caravan of more than 7,000 migrants is embarking on a 1,000-kilometer journey through Mexico, aiming for the border with the USA. The migrants are mainly from Honduras and are hoping to find a better life in the U.S. Parents with young children are fleeing violence and a lack of job opportunities in their home countries. A reporter described the caravan as being a river of people. They are battling hot weather, a lack of food, and exhaustion in their epic flight. The Washington Post reported that there were many in the caravan who were recently deported from the U.S. after having lived there illegally for decades. They are desperate to be reunited with their children still living in the U.S. The U.S. government has made it clear that it will stick to the law regarding any applications for asylum. It will turn away all migrants who don't apply for asylum in Mexico first. There has been a zero-tolerance policy toward migrants to deter people from attempting to enter the country illegally. There was public outcry earlier this year after U.S. authorities separated migrant children from their parents at the border. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted, "Sadly, it looks like Mexico's police and military are unable to stop the caravan heading to the United States. Criminals and unknown Middle Easterners are mixed in." He has vowed to reduce or cut off foreign aid to Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador.